Where did you ever have any simple little instruments like maybe something you'd twang on your teeth?
That was juice harp, I reckon. But I've seen those.
And
then they had harmonicas. They called him French harps.
Did you ever hear that called mouth organ?
Huh?
Mouth
yeah,
organ.
I've heard them called mouth organs too. One of my brothers had a harp. He enjoyed it.
What was this thing we were looking for the other day when we found it on the other side of the cabin with that tool that you used to drive the nails with? You just call that what?
The hammer.
And do you remember much about the wagons you used to have?
The wagons?
Yeah. The different parts of them?
Well, they had the two horse wagons. And it had a tongue that went between the horses, and they was hitched up to the wagon tongue, and then they was hitched at the back of the tongue to the single tree.
Tell me about this single tree and double tree and so forth. Let me get this straight. That was a single tree is what they called that?
Mm-hmm. Called it a single tree. I saw somebody go over that window then.
I wanted to ask you about this, about a buggy. What did you call those rods that stuck out that you put the horse between on a buggy?
On a buggy? Well, that was the tongue to the buggy, same as what shape it would be on the horse, on the wagon. If you had two horses to the buggy, but now if you had just one horse, you had the shafts, and they had one horse wagons with shafts, but it had the single tree and put the harness on the horse and had the shafts. It had shafts if it was a single outfit. If it was double, it was a tongue.
Did the boys ever work on the wagons themselves, or did the blacksmith usually take care of them? Did they ever have to fix the wheels and so forth?
Now they'd take them to the blacksmith. Sometimes the wooden wheels, you know, had iron tires on them. And the wheels would shrink, and the tires would get loose. And they'd sometimes they'd pour water on them, you know, to swell them up.
Just like an axe?
Huh?
Just like swelling the head on
an axe? Yeah. To swell them up so the tires would fit. And sometimes they'd have to take them to the blacksmith and take the tire off and make it tighter. And cut it.
Did you ever have a double tree wagon?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of a double tree wagon that had two horses?
Oh yes, that was what's called a two horse wagon.
Was there ever another name that they gave to a double tree?
I don't know. I don't know much about those things.
I think you know pretty much. You know more than most people, but
my father had a blacksmith shop.
He did. You know, Mama, since have you ever thought about the fact